all the marketing you do on Reddit is just kind of steering the ship slightly. You're not controlling the narrative or anything like that. You're just trying to steer the ship, build a tribe, and then let the tribe market for you. You can't control what everyone says. You're just trying to be a positive brand within the community.
You're listening to the Keep Optimizing Podcast to increase your traffic, improve your conversion rates, and grow your profits.
Hello and welcome. I'm Chloe Thomas, the host of this e-commerce marketing focused podcast. If you're not familiar with our format, well, we release 5-episode mini-series that dive deep into one e-commerce marketing topic. It could be channels like email or SEO or Facebook ads, or a big topic like acquisition, retention, or growth. In each episode, new ones released on Wednesdays, I interview a different expert to explore the latest advice on making it work for you. And then, after each 5-episode mini-series, we take a week off to give you time to take action on what you've learned. At the moment, we're spending 5 episodes exploring... It's a brand new topic, but it's also not a brand new topic. I mean, it's the first time we've done 5 episodes on it, but we kind of cover it in every episode. Our topic is e-commerce growth. It's a hugely shifting space, e-commerce growth at the moment, and how to actually make it work, which is why we've done a whole 5 episodes on it. And we've done a whole load of different angles on growth across the 5 episodes. And we're finishing with probably the most practical of the 5 episodes, and one which is very new, I would say, for 2026. We're talking about Reddit. We're not exactly talking about how to get traffic from Reddit. We're talking about using Reddit to get more traffic and more accurate traffic from AI. We tried to get a Reddit expert on for our recent geo series or SEO series, but failed. So now we found one. It seemed essential to include this in our growth series because it's time to start laying the foundations for the way AI search is going to build your business in coming years. And that is hugely about Reddit. As our guest is about to explain, Reddit is massively trusted by the LLMs that power ChatGPT, Gemini, etc., etc. So if you want to appear how you want to appear on those, and if you want to get traffic from those and get recommendations for your products from those, then getting your brand right and active on Reddit is a good idea. And that's what our guest today is going to be taking us through. He knows so much more about it than I do that I will let him explain all the details. But this is also the last in our growth series. So remember that there won't be an episode next week giving you time to catch up on any of this you've missed and to get your head around Reddit and take action on it all. Do make sure you listen right to the end of this episode because there's some really good insider tips from our guest, especially his crystal ball one, which is a warning and a half. And I'll be sharing some of my takeaways from this and also what's coming up next on the podcast. Stuck spending more on ads but growing less? If your spend keeps climbing but growth has flatlined, you are not alone. Many scaling e-commerce brands have hit a wall, and doing more of the same is not the answer. The performance marketing experts at Launch have built the 7 Levers of Growth diagnostic framework that pinpoints what's holding your business back. Want to find out where you stand against your competitors? Take their free 7 Levers scorecard. It takes 5 minutes and you'll get an instant benchmark report across the 7 areas that drive real growth. Head to keepopt.com/launch, that's LAUNCH, and see what's really going on. In this episode, I'm chatting with e-commerce growth expert Danny Kirk. Danny is founder of ReadyReach, where he's worked with over 250 e-commerce brands to help them use Reddit as part of their marketing activity. Hello, Danny.
Hey, Chloe. Thanks for having me on.
Brilliant to have you on the show, especially to talk about such a big and new topic, even though I know it's not Reddit's been around for a very long time. It's very new to most of us. So really cool to have you here to demystify it for us. But first off, how did you get into the world of e-commerce and growth and all that good stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. My agency is about 10 years old. I've been starting some other companies, I should say starting and failing at a few other companies before that. This agency grew out of a company that I had started and grown for 5 years before that, took all those lessons learned about bootstrapping a company, which I really love to do, all those marketing and sales lessons, and kind of started this agency with that in mind today. And then, of course, got into e-commerce because the area that we market in is huge for e-commerce these days.
So you were well ahead of this new Reddit boom with your business.
Yeah, I would say that we were a good bit ahead of it. We did some other marketing for a bit, but we were, I see on LinkedIn every other day, people are getting into the business that we're in. We were ahead of them for sure, but, we weren't 30 years ahead, I should say.
No, well, no one ever is in our world anymore, are they? But yeah, very cool that you were learning all this stuff before it became so hot. Why is Reddit so hot right now? Why is everybody talking about Reddit?
Yeah, Reddit has historically, for the past two decades, been an unprofitable company. They could never figure out a business model. Then LLMs came onto the scene, large language models, AI, a couple years back, and they needed human data to train off of. And most social media platforms where you find human data are closed. You need an account to go in and kind of scrape the information. Reddit is not. Anybody can go in and scrape the information. Of course, they have an API too. So it is the top most cited platform for LLMs, around 20% of all citations. So that's why it really kind of boomed in the past couple of years. And then, of course, there's the partnerships with OpenAI and Google that are pouring bunches of money into them for that data. And now they're on a trajectory for growth for once in the last 20 years.
The overnight success story that took 20 years to get there.
it's so true.
So basically, Reddit is trusted by the LLMs that power the chatbots that are recommending the products of our listeners to consumers. So we're getting in at the beginning of the noise funnel, the beginning of the authority funnel when we get on Reddit? Would that be a fair way to think of it?
Yeah, I think that we are very early on. So AI has an opinion about your brand already, and it may be factually inaccurate or it may be accurate. But if you're not in control of that narrative, if you're not feeding it the information it needs to correctly say what it needs to say, or recommend your brand, then you're in trouble there. So yeah, I think we're still in the very early days of this. This feels like SEO 20 or 30 years ago. It may seem a little obscure right now, but I'm a firm believer that the people that start that little snowball and start building it today are going to be the winners for the next decade.
Yeah, and it makes so much sense to say that. And so on Reddit, are we... thinking back to SEO 10, 15 years ago, is this about, a link gathering quest? We just need more mentions on Reddit. Or is this more of, as you were kind of explaining it, more of kind of like a reputational sculpting project where we want, it's not just about going, we're here, we're here, we're here. It's about going, this is who we really are. This is what you need to know to recommend us to the right people at the right time.
Yeah, I would call it community building plus brand awareness. Some people would call it more on the kind of SEO side of things, like with keywords and stuff. That plays into a factor, but if you only focus on that, you're going to step on some massive landmines in Reddit, because that just sounds like sales and marketing, and all Redditors hate that. So it's, if you focus on more community building, making a tribe on there, finding your 1,000 true fans, if you focus on spreading positive brand awareness, which is helpful, that's how you win on the platform.
Got you. And obviously we've started talking about this through the lens of the AI search activity. Are we likely to see an uplift in traffic and sales driven directly from Reddit as well as a result of that? Or is that a side benefit? Is that a goal? Is that a metric we want to track?
I believe so. All of our clients that we serve, I ask them to track post-sale surveys. How do you fare about us? Reddit being an answer. And of course, AI search being an answer too. But yeah, you can certainly, we've seen it with our own clients before. People, users just directly from the Reddit platform becoming customers with them. If you're a native Reddit user like myself, I go on there for brand recommendations all the time. It's really kind of a three-in-one platform. I tell people, direct users from the platform, AI search recommending your brand, and then Google putting Reddit links on page one. So even if you're still like a Google user, now you see Reddit links at the top of the page, and you may dive in there and become kind of more of a Reddit user then.
Okay, so there is some potential for Reddit itself, but it's that wider halo impact that we're definitely going for. You mentioned about building community, about not being too sales and marketing on there. So rather than me dive into any of that and possibly take us down a wrong tangent, Danny, what is it we actually need to do? How do we invest our time and our effort in Reddit to actually get the results we want to see out at the other end?
Absolutely. There's a couple different ways to do it. You can do a branded strategy, which is making an account for your own company with a brand name on it, being very transparent about it. I always tell people that's the fairy godmother of the brand. It's kind of like friendly customer service. If anybody happens to have any questions, you can float in and answer them and provide them with resources, things like that. It usually works for established brands that people are already talking about. Then there's non-branded strategy where you can answer questions with factually accurate information that's truthful, that doesn't misrepresent, just from a general perspective. And that's another way to spread positive branding awareness too. But those are the kind of two pillars of it.
So there's the branded option, then there's the random human being who just happens to work for you.
Yeah, or whatever it is. So this gets into the area where we're very high on the ethics end of scale. I say no misrepresentation. If there was no product use, don't claim any product use. If you don't work for the company, you know, don't say any factually inaccurate things. Some of our peers do that. We try to stay on the right aisle of that. But you can just say stuff that anybody could find on the website that is factually accurate, that's helpful to the reader, that mentions the brand. That's not hard to do.
Because I think the reason a lot of marketers have avoided Reddit in the past is because there is that potential backlash if you go in unethically. So I think it's somewhere where most people would assume they have to play very, very white hat.
Yeah, and there are certainly a good number of people that are not doing that. But one of my favorite aspects of Reddit is the downvote button. You have both upvotes and downvotes, and it's a great kind of market mechanism. You know, the good actors get rewarded and the bad actors get downvoted or banned outright, or the moderators get tipped off. So in my opinion, it kind of forces the people that actually care to do the best job they possibly can. And that doesn't mean things won't happen. Any marketing channel, I mean, your e-commerce owners know very well about Meta ads. And, you know, every single day something happens, you know. So no channel is perfect, but it kind of forces us to do good things on the platform, which I think is important.
And whichever of these strategies we go down, the branded strategy or the non-branded strategy, it sounds from your description of it like we're looking for things to comment on rather than going in there and creating posts. So it's very different to social media. In social media, we go, hey, we've got an opinion. Here's our opinion. Everybody else, please dive in on this. It seems like on Reddit, we're more kind of looking for an existing debate, an existing discussion, an existing issue.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a big believer on Reddit and being helpful. And yet again, this is how you do Reddit correctly. You know, a lot of people go on there and just spray links all over the place. We're the opposite of that. Go in there, be helpful. Where can you be helpful? In the comments. Posts are inherently promotional because you're posting it. You're talking about yourself usually. Comments are where you can be helpful. So that's where we recommend. Now, posts can be great too. Posts are great with the branded strategy where you can maybe tell a story, why you created it, kind of build some tribe around storytelling and whatnot. But that should be at a very, you know, call it 1-to-50 ratio, you know, one post every 50 comments, you know, very wide ratio.
Got you. And let's just talk posting a little bit longer, because you talked about building a community as being part of that kind of branded strategy. Is that where you're creating your own subreddits? Dare we do that? Or do we want to steer clear of that at all costs?
If you are a big brand that has, you know, a huge number of customers and whatnot, sure, create your own subreddit because you will have customers on there, and then you can control the subreddit and you can make posts that are pretty promotional looking because they are promotions and you can be in control of that. But until you're at that point, and this goes back to the commenting, you're wanting to kind of try to build positive brand awareness before that. We have like a 1-10 figure client, and yeah, they have that even on Facebook, they have a group of 250,000 customers. And it's like, all right, yeah, y'all should make a subreddit. Because clearly there are probably some customers already on Reddit. So that's at which point I would do that.
But then I guess the benefit of that is then you've got other people talking about you. It just accelerates everything.
Exactly. All the marketing you do on Reddit is just kind of steering the ship slightly. You're not controlling the narrative or anything like that. You're just trying to steer the ship, build a tribe, and then let the tribe market for you. So it's all about it's social media. So it's you can't control what everyone says. You're just trying to be a positive brand within the community.
Got you. And going back to the posting bit, especially the non-branded posting, you mentioned there that we don't want to add a link to everything. So how then does that enable the LLMs to realize we're active? If we're going in and this is going to be a terrible example because my brain is apparently only capable of terrible examples today. But say we've got a brand that's all about Venus flytraps. Right, we'll get really random. So we're going into gardening forums and people who've got problems with flies in their houses, and we're going to those subreddits and we're saying, oh, if you thought about a Venus flytrap, they're really nice, easy to take care of, blah, blah, blah. We could add a link to ourselves there. Presumably we shouldn't, but how do we therefore get them to realize that this is Chloe's Venus flytrap store rather than it just being Venus flytraps are cool?
Yeah. So LLMs, and anybody can go check the citations. They don't need a link to cite something. They can go find the link on Google or wherever. They're reading text in the on Reddit. Now, of course, sometimes text has a link too. But when you add a link to something, it has a higher chance of getting deleted. If it gets deleted, all your work is for nothing. We don't see that links matter at all, actually, in LLMs recommending brands. And then from a third-party posting perspective, do some fair product comparisons, go on there and be like, hey, this is Chloe's Venus flytrap brand and then the other top two ones as well, and kind of make some comparisons, be objective about it. And that's a way to kind of, it's very similar to the blog content that people are doing to have LLMs read to, product roundups, product comparisons, things like that. You can do that on Reddit and look objective because you're mentioning multiple brands.
Got you. So we don't have to link out, but we should be mentioning our brand name in order to get that level of recognition. So we're saying Chloe's Venus Flytrap Company, but not linking to it.
Yep, exactly. And, if you've got a strong follower base, I just gave a presentation to 50 e-commerce store owners on a webinar 2 weeks ago, and I told them, hey, go ask your customers to tell their story on Reddit. It's some things that you don't even have to do yourself sometimes, like the third-party strategy. You already have, a million customers or something. Maybe make an email newsletter where you say, hey, we're going to do a free giveaway if you, tell your truthful story about our product on Reddit. So there's some creative ways to do that too.
So kind of treating it like a micro-influencer campaign of some sort, say something nice about us on Reddit. Tell us how the products improved your fly swatting abilities. And give us a link back to the post and we'll enter you into a prize draw.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm not an expert in influencer marketing and whatnot. So I'll let those people say the best way to do that. But that's just one creative way to do that. Or even maybe it's not even a giveaway. You just have a couple of customers that love you. And you're like, hey, do you mind go and post it? Who knows, even your mom or something like that.
Got it. Okay. So we're talking about all the organic stuff on Reddit. So I'm assuming that ads has no impact on this, because if I was an LLM, I wouldn't be paying attention to the ads on Reddit. Is that the case? This is a purely organic strategy.
Purely organic strategy, you're right. LLMs are not reading ads on the platform. Now, of course, you can buy ads on LLMs. That's already being rolled out. But my thoughts on ads is they wouldn't exist if they weren't effective. So I'm sure that for some brands that they work. Reddit is a very skeptical place. They don't like blatant selling, and advertisement is the most blatant selling that one a marketer could possibly do. So tread lightly on that. I've been told that they are very cost effective, but then that brings up the question to me, if they're cheap, why are they? Maybe they don't work. Yet again, they wouldn't exist if they weren't effective. So it might be something that your brand could try out. But yeah, just some food for thought on that.
But it's not part of the strategy of getting into the LLMs and onto Google search and so forth to get that bigger impact. So what's the payoff time with all this organic activity? Like, we know SEO can be 3, 6, 9 months. What's it like on Reddit? How long do we need to do this for?
Yeah, for sure. So we usually see directional results, you know, things starting to go in the right direction within 3 to 6 months. Sometimes it's much quicker than that. It's really dependent on a few different factors. How the LLMs are citing your category already. Maybe it's in a category that just isn't very active on Reddit. You know, who knows? I haven't come up with one yet, but maybe that's a case. Or maybe some of your competitors have been dominating this for a long time, and that makes it harder to do, even though there's a lot of citations. But on average, we usually start seeing directional results in about 3 to 6 months.
Got you. So not a horrendously long payoff time. And what metrics should we be tracking to see how this impacts?
Yeah, absolutely. And AI search, you know, there's a new platform every single day for tracking AI search results. I'm sure you've mentioned them maybe before on your platform. I love Peekaboo, which is AIPeekaboo.com. Peek AI, Profound's a great one. Tons of them out there. 10 new ones every day, it seems like. There's a couple we like. And then yet again, on the kind of users from Reddit, just having a post-sale survey or whatever your kind of your action is, your conversion action, having a survey after that, how they hear about you.
Got you. So there's software we can use to track the AI impact, and then we just do the good old, how did you hear about us today, after the checkout, everybody. Do not ask them that until you've had the credit card details. Okay. Cool. What haven't we told everyone that they need to know in the world of Reddit organic growth, Danny?
I would say that really focus on understanding the ethos of the subreddits you're in, understand how people act, what they do, what they don't do, what the rules of the subreddit are. If you're a person that is willing to follow those rules, it's an incredible place of opportunity. If you're somebody that's unwilling to follow those rules, I would not touch it whatsoever, because you might step on some landmines there. But just really care, dive into the platform, interact with it for several months, even before trying to market, just to understand, truly understand the ethos of it.
Would it be fair to say that successful businesses following this strategy find a handful of subreddits that they particularly engage with and get on well with, in terms of, you know, there's good stuff to post on and they're not breaking the rules? Or is it more of a, maybe you have a few core subreddits that you're regularly in, but you're also looking more widely all the time?
Yeah, I would say most businesses probably have 3 to 5 really core subreddits. I always recommend people interact with other ones too, to look more human. You know, if you look at my personal Reddit account, which I do no marketing from, but I do mention brands that I love, you know, you'll see me interact with the weirdest stuff. Like, you couldn't paint a picture of me if you just read all the comments I make. That's actually how most Reddit accounts look like, because it's a pseudonymous platform. Nobody really has their name on there. So I would recommend kind of finding those 3 to 5 ones, but then finding some secondary ones that are just for fun and interact on there too. It's a great way to build karma and to just be a good human on the platform.
Nice. Love it. Well, look, Danny, thank you so much for letting us pick your brains about Reddit. Listeners, remember to stay tuned right to the end so you don't miss out on Danny's insider tips and my suggestions for more free resources to help you improve things even further in your businesses. Did your ROAS used to be great? Do you find that now you're spending more and getting less? Have you squeezed every last drop from the bottom of the funnel and every time you try to scale, your ROI falls off a cliff? That's the performance plateau, and you won't break through it by doing more of the same. The brands that are growing right now are building demand, not just capturing it, and that changes everything. The experts at Launch have built a free tool to help you see exactly where you're stuck. The 7 levers of growth scorecard takes 5 minutes and gives you a clear benchmark to help you unlock growth. Stop guessing, start growing. Take the scorecard at keepopt.com/launch. That's LAUNCH, and see what's really going on. Okay, Danny, so far we've gone deep into Reddit. Now you get to wow us with your insider knowledge about the whole of e-commerce growth. So for the following questions, your answer can be anything to do with e-commerce growth, which of course includes everything we've already been talking about. So Danny, are you ready for the insider tips?
Let's do it.
Let's start then with newbie advice. I suspect we've got an awful lot of newbies listening right now. If we've inspired someone to take their first step, what do they need to know to give themselves the best chance of success?
Start building that tribe early. And this doesn't only play toward Reddit. Wherever your channel is, whatever social media you like, build that tribe early. It's not only allowing you to find your 1,000 true fans, but it's also validating your product and helping you better what you're offering. So that's, and I think that goes for any company, honestly, but building that tribe early is great.
Nice. And once you've started, of course, you've got to keep optimizing. So what's your favorite way to improve performance?
Gather feedback from customers. It's, you know, we're a lot of people run away from it. It's painful. Problems happen with our products and services, but gathering feedback, always trying to make things a bit better. That's a very general statement, but it rings true. And if you compound that over decades, it's going to be an incredible company.
Love that. If someone listening wants to learn more, is there a cheap or free resource you would recommend?
It's called Reddit. it's a free platform. Yeah, I would say anybody that wants to learn more, the great news is it costs nothing to do it. Go on there, create an account. It doesn't have to be branded. Just make your own personal account. Dive into the subreddit, see what people are talking about. Maybe they're even talking about your brand already. Who knows? Just learn, chime in, be a good steward of the community and help out.
Nice. Yeah, it's super simple. Just get into the platform and see what's happening.
It feels very similar to actually the advice around AI too right now. It's like people are like, how do I learn AI? Well, spend 10 minutes a day just kind of messing around on it, and, you know, but do that every day.
So true. Now, look, finally, it's crystal ball time. What's coming up in the next 6 to 12 months that we should be getting ready for?
Crackdowns on Reddit. So this is my big bet for the year. The incentives are, yet again, Reddit's been unprofitable for decades. Now they're finally profitable. What are they profitable on? Selling human data. What is the opposite of that? Having a platform full of bots. Now, what do the LLMs want? Human data. So Reddit's incentive is to keep the humans and make sure the bots and automations and everything leave their platform as quickly as possible. We're already seeing crackdowns. But just be careful about that. So don't use any sketchy automations. Be a human on the platform. Be helpful. Don't just come up with something with AI and then paste it in there with a bunch of M dashes and bullet points. You know, be genuine and whatnot. But that's my big crystal ball for the year. That's going to be a big crackdown.
It makes so much sense. It's like, how do they hold on to being the go-to for the LLMs content quality? So yeah, no bots, no spamminess. Yeah, rigorous activity. Yeah. So guys, if you see a automate your posting on Reddit app, don't buy it. That's what we're saying.
Absolutely. And there are some tools out there that help you like discover, like I really love one called Subreddit Signals. One of my buddies created it. It's a place where you can easily discover posts that you could engage with, and it will even draft some comments for you. But even the founder of that platform's like, hey, you know, always make sure you read the, you know, make sure it sounds like a human or whatnot. Don't just auto post things. So there are some great tools for discovery out there, but always have a human in the loop when you're representing your brand.
Got it. Love that. And an extra tool tip in there as well, Danny. We are very nearly at the end of the show. Could you please let the listeners know a bit more about what you do and where they can find you and your business?
Yeah, thank you for asking, Chloe. So here at ReadyReach, we serve about 45 different 7 to 10 figure brands at any one time, helping them leverage Reddit's incredible organic marketing opportunities and also have AI name drop their brand consistently. So that's what we do for the companies that we're proud to serve. And you can find this at our website, which is Ready, R-E-D-D-I-R-E-A-C-H, ReadyReach.com. And yeah, I'm also very active on LinkedIn. So my handle is /Daniel P. Kirk, or if you typed in Danny Kirk, ReadyReach, you'd probably find me too.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Danny, for coming on and explaining this confusing to the uninitiated of platforms. So we really appreciate you making it so clear. So thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Chloe.
So if you haven't already, it is time to go and get used to Reddit. Have a poke around with maybe with a personal account, see how it functions, start commenting on some things, get the feel of the platform, and then either take that non-brand strategy or that branded strategy and start helping people honestly, ethically, et cetera, et cetera, and see that improve your results both across AI search and across potentially across Reddit traffic as well. It seems so straightforward, but obviously there's a lot of effort that needs to go in and consistency in turning up. And then you will start to see those impacts in 3 to 6 months, depending on your sector. Awesome of Danny to take us through that kind of step by step. Focus on the comments, focus on being helpful. Mention your brand name, don't add links, and several other key tips he gave us there. You can get the links to everything we discussed, the full transcript of this episode, important notes, and all those cool tools that he mentioned at keepoptimizing.com. You can also use our special direct episode short link. That's keepopt.com/the number of the episode. And that will take you straight to the right page of the site. And when you get there, you can also add yourself to the Chloe Thomas newsletter email list. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Keep Optimizing podcast. This brings us to the end of our 5-episode series on e-commerce growth. You can think of it as your get me up to date on how to actually do e-commerce growth properly now, fast series. So do have a listen to them all if you haven't already. They're quite an eclectic bunch, but each one will help you with a big opportunity and a big mindset shift in e-commerce at the moment. Either scroll up your podcast feed to find them, or use the short link keepopt.com/growth to find all of them on the website, together with a few other episodes we thought you'd find fit in with this too. Our next masterclass topic is meta ads. Yes, we're going back into Facebook ads, Instagram ads, meta ads. You can catch all our meta ads content so far at keepopt.com/meta if you want to get started on that ahead of us. And make sure you tune in 2 Wednesdays' time to catch the start of our brand new dive into all things meta ads. Yes, there is no episode next week, which gives you time to catch up on any episodes you missed and re-listen to any that you need to or share with your team. And then you can put into action what you've learned, that last bit, of course, being the most important. So if you like to think of it this way, you've got 2 weeks to get your head around Reddit. Make sure you're subscribed to us or following us on your favorite podcast player so you don't miss out. And if you know someone who's particularly interested in e-commerce growth or meta ads, please do let them know we've been covering it all, as this show exists to help you and them improve their marketing. Have a great week, and make sure you listen to the next episode so I can help you to keep optimizing your marketing.
Access everything Keep Optimizing at keepoptimizing.com. That's with an S, not a Z.
Take the 7 Levers of Growth scorecard now at keepopt.com/launch. That's LAUNCH, and see what's really going on with your growth.